Painter Tim Kennedy is just closing in on a decade as a full-time resident of Indiana. Kennedy is a senior lecturer in Indiana University's Hope School of Fine Arts and the recipient of numerous grants from the Indiana Arts Commission. He's currently exhibiting his latest paintings at the First Street Gallery in New York. WFIU's Yael Cassander spoke with Kennedy about his new paintings and the balance between abstraction and figuration.
At first glance, these are scenes of a pleasant, languid, even bucolic existence. Tim Kennedy makes beautiful paintings of tasteful interiors and shady backyards, where attractive young people seem to be enjoying an endless summer of playing cards and hanging out.
It's not like people are having gunfights or anything like that. They're pretty open-ended kinds of gestures that don't give you a lot of information. I don't want the narrative to drag it down or tie it down. I like the idea that it's suspended.
But in that suspended state, there's nonetheless a lot of suspense. We looked at reproductions of the paintings Getting Up and Toast.
There is this really palpable sense of drama, and a lot of times it's created by these geometric relationships between the figures, also by these eccentric poses, like this woman crouching in front of the refrigerator, or this woman who's holding a piece of toast exactly in the line of the reflection.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what's going on, and to tell you the truth, but there is something funny. And sometimes it is a funny thing. I mean, just even in that painting, that there seemed to be something funny about her holding the toast and then the other woman putting on her glove. I mean, I guess I thought of that as maybe a painting about sloth and industry, you know. So, what, you're still in your slip? Come on.
With such jokey explanations of narrative in his paintings, it's clear that Kennedy doesn't want to put too fine a point on the interpretation of his painted dramas.
The idea that there is any sort of narrative premise for the things, and it's still pretty thin, you know, is I'm just gradually getting comfortable with it.
It should come as no surprise, then, that this painter of daily life in a Midwestern college town started out as an abstractionist.
And the thing that seemed inevitable when I was growing up was abstraction in some fashion. I liked it. I liked that kind of work. A big favorite artist of mine is Kurt Schwitters, who was a Dadaist artist and did collage. And I liked the abstract expressionists and those painters. I mean, what I would do when I was an undergraduate at Carnegie Mellon would be to work on an abstract piece and then go and do a watercolor landscape. And in a funny way, they weren't that different to me. And in a funny way, now even, they're not that different to me. I mean, I respond to things on a pretty formal level. There seems to be some sort of emotional kind of tuning fork that you are confronted with a certain kind of color situation or light situation, and it just there's a big emotional resonance.
So when Tim talks about an emotional resonance, chances are he's not referring to the feelings he has about the places or people he's rendering, but the excitement he derives from the flicker of light or the play of pattern across the surface.
I think that's the first thing for me. I mean, which is odd, you know, and again, a little bit backwards, but...
At the same time, I also see that you seem to evince a real affection for these things that you paint.
Yeah.
They're painted with such tenderness. I'm wondering how much your living in that particular house influences the direction that your paintings have taken, and whether you, in general, would have embraced this motif or subject matter of quotidian domesticity, as you've described it, in any other setting.
Yeah.
Or whether this charming house and this charming neighborhood in which you live has determined your direction.
Well, it has in a funny way. I mean, the joke I had before was before coming to Bloomington, I didn't have a life to paint. You know, and when I lived in New York, things were very cramped. And what I was doing there were these very odd formal still lives. It was sort of the life of the studio.
Do you ever see yourself going back on a purely abstract tangent?
It's occurred to me before. I mean, I don't know that I'll ever do it. I mean, I had read some interview with Philip Perlstein where he had said, you know, there's only so much time. You know, and somebody had asked him the same question. But I mean, I do like the particular things too, and I in a funny way, and this is an idea that's up for grabs in the art world itself. But I mean, I feel like I owe something to the things that I'm painting. I think that there's some sort of physical reality to the world out there, and it seems more and more interesting to me, and there's more that you can pull out of it, and I think there's a lot of art that would contest that, you know, that there isn't any there out there. But then again, actually, there's a lot of painting being done right now. It's different than the kinds of things that I'm interested in, but a lot of it is interesting. Frequently, the focus seems to be sort of on alternative worlds or you know, worlds that might exist. Mm-hmm. And I still feel compelled to keep track of this one.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.